joined the media center by number one qualifier in pro stock motorcycle, Eddie Krawick, 6.822 seconds at 196.62, 2014 winner here at this event. You went around your teammate Andrew. You guys brought up the street rods earlier this year. Are you guys starting to find a little bit consistent tune up on that?
Well, you know, obviously our bikes are performing well, and it's been a little bit of a struggle ever since we have debuted them, and we've made a lot of different chassis changes as the season has gone forward. So it's been a little bit of a challenge, a little bit of a struggle, but we finally felt that we've turned the corner with them, and you know, that's basically a tribute to our crew. You know, we have a great guy behind us, and a great group of guys behind us, I should say, and you know, it takes a lot of effort out here. It's not one person. I just happen to be the individual on the motorcycle. I was actually joking with Bruno up there. We were going back and forth because I took it from Andrew, and I said, well, he's actually the one that put the tune-up in my bike. You know, Andrew's the one that makes all the tune-up calls on the engine and really goes through the engine side of it. Matt's doing the clutch side, and it's a big collaboration in the pits between all of us. And, you know, I couldn't be any more thankful for being the guy that's on that motorcycle. But really, it's a whole group of individuals that is responsible for making my motorcycle go fast. So to do this during Harley-Davidson's anniversary weekend, they're celebrating, and, you know, basically run really well here at the U.S. Nationals, being a home track for us, Vance and Hines, and representing Harley-Davidson, we couldn't be any happier.
I saw Andrew at the top end come at you. Was he having just a little fun with you?
Yeah, you know, it is. It's a great dynamic between both of us. We both drive each other to be better. You know, and he takes a pride in watching my motorcycle go fast just as much as I take a pride in watching him go fast, because I think it's a dynamic that really helps us be better. You know, when your teammate's out there rooting you on, he told me in the staging lanes, he's like, maybe you'll go 80 here. And, you know, to have a teammate and just somebody working on your motorcycle that will do that for you and be what I would like to say is 100% committed, it shows you how tight-knit of a group we are. And I do believe that's what helps bring us to that next level. And you need to be out here on your toes all the time. You know, I have a great motorcycle. I know I have a great motorcycle. It's made three solid laps down Lucas Oil Raceway here, and hopefully it'll be able to make another somewhere around the neighborhood. I'd take six more runs.
There you go. How much fun is it, like you said, to do it in front of friends and family? I mean, you guys got the shop here and having so many people in town.
Yeah, we have somewhere around 30, 31 guys from the shop. And, you know, we went through, I think it was like 80-something, 90 tickets this weekend, you know, for our shop employees. So they come out with their wives and family, and to have everybody come by the pits, all our kids are over there playing, screaming, yelling, running around. So to let everybody get together as an individual and do that, you know, what I could say is NHRA Mellow Yellow Drag Racing is a family sport, and I think when you do it together as a family, it just makes it that much more special.